fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And today's show is slated for memories because of the end of the year. And the memories I'm talking about is the memories of Hawaii and Hawaii Raceway Park. There's a group or several groups that's trying to get a raceway built on Oahu. Well, you know, we've tried that a long, long time, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It never worked. If it wasn't for Jimmy Fliver and three doctors, there would have never, ever been Hawaii Raceway Park. The reason Jimmy Fliver could do it is because the land belonged to his wife's family. So she told him, go ahead and do it. Well, this group now that's trying to do it has to find the money to buy 100 acres. Well, buying it is one thing. How are you going to recover the money? You cannot, or you can try to charge like they do on the mainland, but good luck. It's not going to happen. You know, I've tried, I've seen this thing coming a long time ago. And way back in 94, I tried to run for governor. I talked to the racers. I needed them to help me to get in so we could change that zoning for Hawaii Racer Park and make it into a historic site, being that was the very, very first official racetrack in Hawaii. We'll make it into a historic monument, but we could use it for racing. Well, the time came and went, and nobody helped. All they could say was, yeah, how you know it's going to close? That's the famous saying, how you know it's going to close? Okay? That was against Cayetano. No, Cayetano didn't want to build a race, have anything to do with racing. So then I ran against Mandalingo. No one helped. Then ran for mayor. No one helped. Always the same attitude. How do you know it's going to close? Well, it did. And now it's done. It'll never come back. How we forget about history. Way back when people, when we all had to go to Kahuku to race at that old abandoned airstrip, was a long haul out to Kahuku. Was a blessing to race at Hawaii Raceway Park. But all these racers all took it for granted. Hawaii Raceway Park closed back in the 70s, and I had to work hard to get it reopened by forming what is called the 50th State Pro Gas It's a different type of racing that reopened the track. People like Les Park and Anthony Genelow would say, you want to open the track again so you can take our money. No, I never raced after that. After I got 50th State Pro Gas started, I never raced. But we got it open, and the program went all across the islands, different islands. Kauai, Maui, and the Big Island. Yes, I was very involved with racing, but it was for the people. But did anybody say thank you? I even started what is called junior drag racing for the kids, 8 to 18 years old. Part of the regulation was you couldn't have an academic grade below C. You'd have to bring your report card every quarter to show your grades. A lot of parents complained about it. I don't know why. They said grades have nothing to do with racing. It had. The racing for junior dragsters was the future of the children. Okay, so everything was for the people. But did anybody appreciate it? No. So, but anyway, I keep trying and trying, but now that it's closed, I don't see it opening again. Tracy Arakaki is working hard to try to reopen it, but, you know, I don't want to kill his fight by saying, you know, Tracy, you're wasting your time because it'll never open again. It's gone. It's history. That's the one thing you can say. It's history. Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. You know, if you have memories from back then, like back then was wonderful. We had a lot of fun racing. You know, and a lot of people have passed on. But I like the ones that's still here to call in. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Dr. Dean on the line.
Hi, Dean.
Hi, George. Hey, really good news to share with our listeners today. Just like you always say, use V-Power shelled premium gasoline and put 2 to 3 gallons of ethanol. The formula works because how can a six-cylinder Sienna van get 24 miles per gallon?
What do you normally get without ethanol?
16 to 17, and it's not a joke.
Okay.
I've seen it happen. You know when gasoline was really, really bad, try 14 miles to the gallon. You put ethanol at 14 miles per gallon, maybe you got better, you got in the high teens, but not in the 20-plus range. But now that the Shell gasoline or V-Power is the best right now on the market, with 2 gallons ethanol, there's a potential in a V6 van like that to get 24 miles per gallon.
That's good.
Yeah. So how can people say that ethanol is no good?
You know, Dean, it's just like the racers. Mm-hmm. When I told them the racetrack is going to close, all they had was this stupid negative thinking, right? Nah, how you know?
Yeah.
Well, they tell me now, run again. So I tell them, nah, how you know?
That's right.
Sounds stupid.
It's too late, people. Yeah, it's too late, people. But if it's, you know, it's not so much. While miles per gallon is nice to have, you always have to worry about the octane being at a certain level, you know, to prevent permanent engine damage.
Engine damage.
Yeah.
I had this elderly lady from Waianae.
Mm-hmm.
I told her about ethanol. You know, She says, well, too far to get ethanol.
Yeah.
Well, her engine broke, Dean.
Yeah.
Take the customer on a train ride. We told her, you know, it's cheaper that you buy a new car.
Yeah.
Call Maui Toyota and buy a new car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other day she called again. She don't have money to buy a new car. So
oh.
She wants to, you know, fix the engine that's in the car. And, you know, people always wake up at the funeral.
Yeah.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
That's too late.
You're right.
So, I don't know. I don't know how else I can help the people.
Yeah. I mean, you know, seeing is believing. You know, I'm willing to try anything. You know, to try anything. And it's a thrill to watch it work.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good, Dean. And thanks for checking the fuel.
Yeah. Thank you, George.
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, who's next?
We are going to break, but we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nika.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Find my phone.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob doing great. Remembering the times we were out at the track and having fun, and you know what my favorite part was?
What's that?
Going home. Why? Because we would always stop and eat some really good food late at night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the best part.
Right, yeah. See, and then people, you know, like you're talking about the money, people always think like in little boxes. They don't realize drag racing is parts, the auto parts, right?
Yep.
Fabrication shops.
Yep.
The families together, they eat, they buy, you know. It's never just one thing.
That's right.
But you know what? I was trying to find, and maybe you know, whatever happened to that, remember they were doing that kind of sand drag racing or?
It's gone.
About 2010?
Yeah.
What, it just quit? It just didn't take off? Or
not enough money.
Not enough people racing?
No, they couldn't pay the rent.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It's hard.
Well, like you said, Maui's got one. Big Island's got one.
Kauai has
Maui's
one.
Got one. And we got the most people, the most cars.
And no, we don't have any.
And what, they can't find like a place up in like Gillingham up there?
Or? I don't know.
Yeah, seems kind of strange, doesn't it? But they got a lot of money for other stuff.
Oh, yeah, they got money for the rail.
Yeah, they got money to put in new parking meters.
Mm-hmm.
That I saw, that, you know, the new parking meters?
Mm-hmm.
will only let you buy the exact time. So I was running in a place, and it had like, you know, one, like, it's 1 hour parking.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's free. So I get there, and I'm thinking, oh, you know what? I'm going to put in enough money so it'll go a little over. Nope, just goes 1 hour. You put another quarter in, 1 hour. I'm going, man, how much money do they make like this?
They're just ripping you off.
Everywhere you go, it's the little quarters. And, oh, yeah, by the way, we don't have enough money.
Oh, yeah.
Do the things, we can't open up a track, and we can't fix playgrounds, and I better stop. I'm getting myself depressed here again.
Yeah. Cool down. Cool down.
You know what, though? There's always hope, and someday somebody will figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will show up and open up a NASCAR track or drag, or like you said, international racing. We're in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Prix.
Yep.
They draw a lot of money. Okay, well, anyway, on that, maybe I'll go see if I could take out a loan. So on that note, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob.
We have Steve from Honolulu.
Who?
Steve.
Steve.
From Honolulu.
Hi, Hi, Steve.
Hey, Judge, I was wondering if you could recommend a place where I can get a good wheel alignment for my car.
A wheel alignment?
Yes.
What kind of car, and why you need wheel alignment?
It's an Acura TL206. The wheels, the tires are wearing unevenly.
Unevenly?
Yes.
What do you mean, unevenly?
The inside, the tread is wearing out on the inside.
Only the inside?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you got two out. The left is going left and the right is going right. That's what you call two out.
Yeah. Actually,
and if it's doing that, it'll eat up the inside treads.
Yeah. It's actually on the right front.
Only on the right front?
Yes.
Oh. You've been hitting potholes, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's it. You have to have the front end checked.
Okay, okay.
You are bringing it to my son, Todd, and have him check it for you.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you, George.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Bruce from Kalihi.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, George, how are you doing?
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's good. I like today's format and topic. Hawaii Raceway Park was a pinnacle and spectacle racing over here. It was something, to me, something big. It was awesome. Something to do, and for people to go to race. So sad that it has closed. But like you said, I agree with you. There's never, Hawaii Raceway Park can have never come back. I don't care what anybody says. It's 66 acres. Hawaii NHRA requires 100 acres minimum, and the IHRA requires 150 acres. But to have a world class track, I think you need at least 200 to 300 acres. Where is that land, and how are you gonna get it? How are you gonna afford it and build it? It's gonna cost, to me, minimum 30 to 50 million. And if you want the best world-class state-of-the-art, is going to probably cost up towards $100 million. The state cannot build it. All these people out there, they have the right mind and heart in trying to get a new track, but, you know, they're trying to convince the legislators, the governor, the mayor.
They won't listen.
They cannot because they don't have the money. They can't even fix the roads.
There's not one of those politicians have ever been to a race. But they've been golfing.
Yeah.
That's why you have golf course.
And Waiheke did long time ago, but that's another story.
No. This whole thing, they don't look at how to make money for the people.
That's right.
When they close the racetrack down, a lot of businesses shut down too.
That's right. It affects everything.
That's taxpayers.
That's right.
So it's like having a sign in stand and chasing your customers away.
That's right.
How are you going to stay open?
The cost of doing business in Hawaii is too high because of government. These politicians, they're just raping the people and the businesses, just making
everything bad. It's sad that they don't have vision to see how to create jobs and money for the
people.
That's
right. That's the main thing.
You know, all talk, but no action.
And that's why I voted for you for governor way back.
But you know what?
I believe now if there's any way possible to get a new raceway, it's not government. It cannot be that. It has to be private enterprise. And to have a good facility is private. It cannot be government. You're going to have a mediocre track, mate.
Nobody's going to put that kind of money in and not make a recovery.
That's
they cannot recover.
Yeah.
You know,
I hate to say this, but, you know, we have a racetrack on Kauai, one of them out in the Big Island. And bless them that they have one for them to race on those islands. But you know what? They're not legal, you know, and it's not really safe. You have all steel guardrails.
Mm-hmm.
The NHRA mandates that you have cement barriers.
Mm-hmm.
But, I just want to say this to your listeners, if you're aware that Hawaiian Electric is now proposed to put smart meters to monitor electricity. It's really bad news. They're going to spend $350 million. Who's going to pay for it? Us. You're going to pay for it. Your bill is going to increase. But the big problem is the radiation. They cover up in line. They say, oh, no, the meter is outside, away from, but no, the RF energy, the radiation is going to go into your electrical lines in the house, and it's going to radiate your house. It's going to affect you. There's so much evidence out there that it causes cancer. It's bad.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
People don't know this, and the Utilities Commission, the governor, the mayor, the city council, and Hawaiian Electric is selling everybody down the river. Aside from the contaminated water, you know, got jet fuel in the water now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, please continue with the topic today. I just wanted to add that in, but the memories of Hawaii Race Park,
it was wonderful.
Raceway Park was the best, and I remember you out there with the Shenandoah and Gail Arl.
It was so much fun. Like Bob said, the fun part too was going to eat after.
Both those days was like Chunky's and Leaky Leaky and Jolly Roger.
Mm-hmm.
Four Zippies. A lot of memories. But anyway, you take care, and I'll listen to the rest of the show. Please talk more about whatever you're going to talk about.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Bruce.
George, bye.
Aloha. Okay. Anyway, those were the days, and, you know, I try to make programs to keep the young drivers busy and not be racing on the road and stuff like that. But, you know, folks, I'm only one out of a million people. It's not going to happen. You know, before the Raceway Park closed, I was trying to do a new race program. It was called Jackpot Racing, where people put money in the jackpot and they race for it. Okay? It wasn't going to be easy like normal racing. And those of you who are familiar with the Raceway Park, the starting night had the stage lights on the top where you're ready to go. And three yellow lights before the green. So the yellow lights light up and you know that the green's coming on, so you're ready. Well, I was going to take out the yellow lights. So there's no yellow lights. So the time you stage, and then the next thing you know, it's going to be green. I tried it on the junior dragsters in Maui and they loved it. because you cannot anticipate the start. It made the playing field even. And that's what we wanted to do. But one of the stipulations in there, there were rules. To be in this program, you cannot have a ticket for speeding 20 miles over the speed limit. You cannot be pulled over for DUI or drugs. You cannot be caught for street racing. And several other rules in there. If you're caught for any one of those, you'll be banned from this jackpot racing for life. I presented it to all the islands. And there's so much negative people out there that said, oh, what about giving us a second chance? One racer looked at that guy and said, yeah, if you kill somebody, does that person have a second chance? No. So they arrested that thing. Well, I got committed sponsors from all over the USA, from speed manufacturers, that was going to put money, big money, into this program, but then the raceway park closed. It's so sad. We're trying to make it fun for everybody. But I guess that'll never come. So anyway, back then, majority of the cars were four speed. No automatics like today. Automatics, gee, a monkey can drive it. You gotta be four speed. Talk to Earl Safari Char, he'll tell you that. And Bob Sato. They're all four speed guys. They're not automatic. Wanda, you know how to drive four speed?
No.
What?
No.
Oh, too bad then. You're out. Only four speeds. So anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. It's break time.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV, and don't know who to trust? Call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kalamuili E Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink more, so I had a friend instead. I felt proud of myself, but you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, but some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming on. Something I expect to leave. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, the first seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea why he was flying high. Because he chose to drink and drive, and I would have to die. A lot of people do it, Mom, knowing that it won't fly, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to the grave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'd still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final minute, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold him on, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom, so I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. Give us a call if you have memories of Hawaii Raceway Park and racing at the racetrack, or just going to watch the races.
I have a different question. What's the difference between, front wheel drive, back wheel drive, and four wheel drive?
Front wheel drive is where the power is on the front wheel. Back wheel drive is where the power is on the back wheel. And four wheel drive is one wheel on the front and one wheel on the back has power. It's kind of misinterpreted four-wheel drive. It's not really a four-wheel drive. It's one power on the front, one power on the rear.
So if it's on the left side in the front, is it on the right side in the back?
Yeah. Why is that? Why do you need to know that?
Because I was wondering, most cars now is front-wheel drive, and before it used to be back-wheel drive, and people say back-wheel drive is better than front-wheel drive. Why do you say that, and why is it so?
Well, the back-wheel drive is better because when you put the power on the front wheel, it's harder to control the car. It's weird. It's not what we call normal. And when you use it, like, for instance, give you an example in racing. When you get up to the starting line and you accelerate a front wheel drive, the weight all shifts to the back, so there's no weight on the front wheels and they spin loose, so you don't have the traction like a back wheel drive. Okay? Now a back wheel drive, the power pushes from the back, and when the weight shifts to the back wheels, you got traction. And that's why the very first cars made were all back-wheel drive. Okay? And that's what we call normal driving. And only European cars, more 99% of them, are back-wheel drive or 4x4. Okay? And 4x4, they're like that because of snow. But we see it as eating more fuel by being 4x4. Because you have more moving components. Now, the reason they went to front wheel drive, number one reason is money. It's 10 times cheaper to build a front wheel drive car than a back wheel drive. Everything is about the word money.
Why is it cheaper?
Because you assemble everything on the bench, and as the body is coming down the assembly line, then it attaches to the body. It's done.
And why can't you do that with a back-wheel drive?
Because you have to run the engine in the front, you have to mount that in with the transmission, then you have to add in the shifter, the drive shaft, the shaft that goes to the back axle to make it all work. And it doesn't just come together by itself. You got to assemble it. Whereas with a front-wheel drive, it's on what they call a front clip with four bolts. And when the body comes on the line, it drops onto this front clip, and there's four bolts, and you're done.
Hmm. Yeah. But isn't, so those front wheel drive cars also have the brakes that's stopping you is on the fronts also?
Yes.
So is that good or bad?
Well, if you put in power on the front wheels, and the front wheels do 80% of your stopping, you're kind of, you know, losing that stopping power because the power is pushing on the brakes. Whereas if you put the power on the back brakes, on the back wheels rather, the front brakes have nothing pushing on it, so it can grab, the brakes can grab better and stop the vehicle better.
So before, when it used to be back wheel drive, and the front was the brake, and it was like the front brakes were the ones just stopping you.
Mm-hmm.
Not like rear wheel drive and...
No. On the back wheel drive, the back brakes only do 20% of the stopping. 20%. Okay? Front wheels do 80% of the stopping. So that's why you do more front brake jobs than back. I think it's about 3-1. You do three front brakes and then do one rear. So, those of you with front wheel drive cars, I recommend, highly recommend, better brake pads like EBC or Akebono. So, anyway, who's next?
We have Glenn from Kailua.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, George, how's it? I want to get your memory going. In Kahuku, when you was racing, did you have female spotters to bring you up to the line with lace and white dress, or was it just at Campbell Industrial Park Raceway?
The what was that?
You know, at Kahuku, when you used to race at Kahuku?
Uh-huh.
Did you have female spotters to bring you up to the line? You
know, no.
It was just at Hawaii Raceway Park?
Right.
Okay, wait, I know they had white dress with red carnation lace or something like that. That's still...
Yeah.
Okay, also, way back then in Waimanalo, the zigzag turns, there was a dirt track, motorcycle track. My father used to take us on Sundays, and I don't know if the old timers, the old dinosaurs, as you say, would come out and say, yeah, I went there. But talking about motor... sports. Last Sunday, I went to, the Magic Island, because
mm-hmm.
they had Toys for Tots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the motorcycles, the participants, real, unreal.
Unreal.
Yeah, and if all of them could vote or call the representative and say, hey, we need a track, or, you know, do something, I think we'd get some action going. But anyway, as you said, your topic was on Hawaii Raceway Park. at one time, Ron Uemura was the promoter, and for in place of trophies for class winners, he gave us a yellow windbreaker that had Run Racing parts on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It was a one time. I don't know if anybody remember, but it was fun back in those days.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful that I had participated and had fun.
Yeah, and there was also every January, February something, the Alaska and Hawaii Challenge would come down. I think it was the early part of that every year, annually. It happened for quite a year too before they closed down. So that was good. And in the early days, Linda Vaughn with the Hurst shifter,
mm-hmm.
I think Hurst shifter coming out of the convertible, she came
yeah.
down too, right? Anyway, I just want to get going on the old times.
That was awesome.
Hawaii Memorial Park, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, George.
Mahalo. Yeah, that was awesome. And the women that I used for lining the cars up on the starting line was to distract my opponents. Now, he got distracted. In fact, one guy protested. He said, that's illegal to use women on the starting line. And the official said, well, bro, we don't have to look. Anyway, well, we did all kinds of stuff. One of the things that they all didn't know was I was running ethanol. Well, you don't tell everybody I'm running ethanol. But yeah, I was running ethanol from back then. Now I can tell you because I'm not racing, so. Ethanol is a one fantastic, fantastic fuel. It is not added to the fuel to cut back on petroleum. It's added to the fuel as an anti-knock. Those old timers, think back. Back in the 50s and 60s. Nobody could run regular. Everybody bought premium or ethyl. Because buying the regular, an engine would knock, would ping. But using the premium or ethyl, it ran good and didn't ping. Okay, back then, ethyl premium was 104. Regular folks, the regular that knocked was 98. So how can you put in 92 and not knock the engine? How?
Engine built different now?
Nope. Nope. They added what is called MTBE back in 1975. MTBE was an anti-knock chemical. Now, in 05, EPA said, oh, that's got to come out because it's cancerous. 30 years later, come on, something wrong with that. So they found that ethanol was the cleanest anti-knock to add. So they added that in. Now all the propaganda and the bad things you hear about ethanol, that's all put out false. Because go look at it. It's common sense. Brazil has been using ethanol since 1955. It brought Brazil out of third world.
Now, you're saying that ethanol is put into the gas in place of the MTBE. Yeah, because it was cancerous, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why wouldn't you want to keep ethanol in there?
That's what I mean.
Like, who wants to get cancer?
Yeah, you put ethanol in, and ethanol is clean. It doesn't cause cancer. It doesn't eat anything, folks. If ethanol eats rubber, plastic, and all that stuff, then you cannot drink it. Go look at the vodka bottle. Ingredient, 60% vodka. Don't believe me, go check it out.
You mean to say 60% ethanol?
Yes. So, ethanol is actually bootleg liquor. It's alcohol to drink. So having an ethanol refinery, the thing you gotta watch is the workers taking it home for booze to drink. Okay, so and back in the old days, when people came in with water in the gas tank, we would put in a quart of vodka, and the vodka would blend the water out. No water. Okay? Ethanol is a very, very good blending agent, and it's clean. You can pour ethanol on your grass, it will not kill the grass. You can pour them on the anthill, it will not kill the ants. You can pour them in the ocean. The fishes, the crabs, and everything get drunk, but they don't die. Okay? It's clean. Anyway, I think it's break time, Wanda.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. If you have memories of Hawaii Raceway Park and racing back then, it was awesome. Awesome. Really, really awesome. As far as Kahuku goes, those of you that remember Kahuku, Kahuku was real unorganized. The guardrail was the human spectators lined up on the side. There was no guardrail.
That's crazy.
I know. Yeah, I know.
But didn't you... So, you were saying something about how good a driver Damien was.
Oh, Damien Ferriz was an excellent driver. Four speed. Yep.
So he drove Kahuku or Hawaii Raceway?
He drove at Kahuku and Hawaii Raceway Park. And at Hawaii Raceway Park, his car was his demo. He was working for Servco, and he had a 66 Caprice. And on the front fender, it was named the Wiki Chevy. And Bob Sotto remembers that car very good. That car was completely stock, and it was really fast. A 66 Caprice, folks, was a big car, like a Cadillac.
Back then, yeah.
He was big. I mean, big. You could put about six people into the trunk. Anyway, we didn't have those special tires like they have today. So what I did was I got baseball rosin that they use for baseball, and I mixed it with alcohol, okay, methanol. So I would jack up Damien's back of his car, and I would coat the rosin and the ethanol, the alcohol, onto the tire and let it dry, and tell him go up to the starting line and burn out past the starting line to kind of lay down that sticky stuff on the track. A lot of people didn't know that's what we did.
How about Damien? Did he know that's what you were doing?
Yeah, he knew. He knew he was doing all kind of tricky stuff. It was really a lot of fun. It was really good fun. I mean, unbelievable good fun.
So the next driver that came on that same lane as Damien, did they have that advantage?
Because whatever was
left there?
Yeah, if they went right onto his track, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I thought, well, baseball rosin was used so that you could have grip on the baseball bat and all that. So I thought, well, if it gripped the bat, it would grip the track. So I mixed it, because I couldn't put the powder onto the tire, it won't stick. So I mixed it with methanol and made it into like a paste. And I painted it on the thread and let that dry. So when you went up and did the burnout, it would lay a patch down, like a tape.
And nobody protested that?
They didn't know what was doing. You don't go and tell, hey, by the way, I'm doing this. No. It's secret. You know?
Doesn't the tire get all white when you paint it on?
It's on the thread, so nobody sees that. You see? Because everybody's up on the starting line watching the guys run. So I'm in the back, painted it on the tire, and nobody sees it. See? Well, that's one of the good fun things that we had. I mean, it was really a lot of fun. And Earl Safari Char, when Dick Landy came down to race, he told Earl, hey, let some air out of your back tires. You get more traction. Well, he did that, and Earl's Comet went straight up in the air. That surprised the heck out of Earl. He wasn't ready for that. But we had good fun. It was all fun. Lot of fun.
So if you let the air out in your back tire, does it give you more traction?
Oh, a lot more traction.
So what about on regular street cars then?
Oh, that's the old tires were designed that way. The new tires are designed high pressure now and get more traction. So in drag racing now, the top fuel funny cars that run 3 seconds and a quarter mile, they're running 70 pounds air. In the old days, they ran 4 to 6 pounds. So it's big difference. It's a different design tire. Everything today in racing is a lot different design. And those cars that run 3 seconds in a quarter mile and 300 miles an hour are making 10,000 horsepower. 10,000.
Well, what's the regular street cars? How much horsepower does it make?
100 or 200.
Oh, that's a big difference.
Oh, I tell you, it's a big difference. Yeah. In fact, the guy Ron Capps, he made a comment on television that the G-Force is stronger than the space shuttle. It's 10 times stronger. And if you go talk to Holly, my youngest daughter, that drove Junior Dragsters, she says she loves the G-Force. It's fantastic G-Force. She loved it. And that's what the kids loved about the racing, is the G-Force and the competition and being nervous. A lot of those kids were so nervous, their knees were knocking against the body of the car. And we were wondering, what the heck is that knocking sound? It's their knees. And when you look down at them and say, you want to get out and not drive? No, they want to drive. Anyway, that's the signal for him to get out of here. So I'd like to thank all of you that called in and try to bring back some memories of old Hawaii Raceway Park. Them were the days, I tell you. You know, and we've lost a lot of friends because of old age and cancer and stuff like that. So gotta send them a fond aloha. And hopefully they're racing up in heaven with a racetrack that never disappears. So take care of each other, folks. This Hawaii, keep it that way. And please don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.